showers.
Ben, thanks very much indeed. Now on Radio 4, here's the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0505 on Tuesday the 24th of March. There are warnings of gales in Viking, North Etzira, Cromarty, German Bight, Humber, Thames, Dover, Wight, Portland, Plymouth, Biscay, Trafalgar, Sole, Lundy, Fastnet, Irish Sea, Shannon, Rockall, Malin, Hebrides, Bailey, Fair Isle, Faroes, and Southeast Iceland. The general synopsis at midnight. A new low expected Fisher 982 by midnight tonight. The area forecast for the next 24 hours. Viking, North Etzira, southwesterly 6 to gale 8, occasionally severe gale 9 at first in Viking, veering northwesterly 5 to 7 later. Showers, good, occasionally poor. South Etzira, 40s, Cromarty, 4th. Southwest, 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 at first in Cromarty, decreasing 3 to 5, veering northwesterly 5 to 7 later. Rain later, good, occasionally poor. Tyne, Dogger, Fisher, southwest 4 to 6, occasionally 7 at first in Fisher, veering northwest 5 to 7 later. Rain, good, occasionally poor. German Bight, Humber, Thames, Dover, Wight, Portland, Plymouth. Southwest 3 to 5, increasing 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 later, veering west or northwest later. Rain, good, occasionally poor later. Biscay, variable 2 to 4, becoming westerly or northwesterly 5 to 7, occasionally 4 later in south and gale 8 later in north. Rain in north, good. South Fitzroy, cyclonic mainly easterly or northeasterly 4 to 6, occasionally 3 at first and 7 later, fair, good. North Fitzroy, westerly or southwesterly 3 to 5, occasionally 6 at first, veering northwesterly 5 to 7, perhaps gale 8 later, occasional rain, moderate or good. Sole, Lundy, Fastnet, Irish Sea. Southwest 4 to 6, veering west or northwest 6 to gale 8, perhaps severe gale 9 later, rain then showers, good, occasionally poor. Shannon, southwest 4 to 6, veering west, then northwest later, 7 to severe gale 9, squally showers, good, occasionally poor. Rockall, Malin, west or southwest 6 to gale 8, decreasing 5 or 6, veering northwest 6 to gale 8 later, rain or squally showers, good, occasionally poor. Hebrides, Bailey, Fair Isle, Faroes, Southeast Iceland. Cyclonic 7 to 9, occasionally storm 10 at first, except in Fair Isle, decreasing 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8, squally showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Now, weather reports from coastal stations for 0400. Tyree Automatic, west by south 6, recent precipitation, 5 miles, 1001, rising more slowly. Stornoway, southwest by west, 7, recent precipitation, 6 miles, 992, now rising. Lerwick, southwest, 9, mist, 3 miles, 984, falling. Lucas, west, southwest, 6, 12 miles, 1000, now rising. Bridlington, southwest, 3, 1009, falling slowly. Sandetti Light Vessel Automatic, southwest 6, 2 miles, 1,018. Greenwich Light Vessel Automatic, southwest by west 5, 2 miles, 1,019. Jersey, west, southwest 3, 1,021, falling slowly. Channel Light Vessel Automatic, 1,020. Scilly Automatic, southwest by west 4, 11 miles, 1,019, falling. Valentia, southwest 5, recent rain, 3 miles, 1,013, falling. Ronald's Way, southwest 5, slight drizzle, 6 miles, 1,009, falling more slowly. Malin Head, southwest by west 6, mist, 3 miles, 1,004, rising more slowly. And finally, here's the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours. The general situation, low pressure running eastwards into the North Sea, will carry rain and strong to gale force winds across all waters by Tuesday evening. A colder and blustery northwesterly flow with wintry showers will develop for Wednesday. Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney. Westerly or southwesterly, 6 to gale 8, occasionally severe gale 9, at first in north, decreasing 4 to 6, veering northwesterly 5 to 7 later. Squally showers, good, occasionally poor. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed. Southwesterly 5 to 7, decreasing 3 to 5, veering westerly or northwesterly 5 or 6, occasionally 7 later in north. Showers, good, occasionally moderate. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby. Southwest 4 to 6, decreasing 3 at times, veering northwest 5 to 7 later. Occasional rain for a time, good, occasionally poor for a time. Whitby to Gibraltar Point. Southwesterly 4 to 6, becoming cyclonic, then northwesterly later 5 to 7. Occasionally gale 8 for a time in south. Occasional rain for a time, moderate or good, occasionally poor later. Gibraltar Point to North Foreland. Southwesterly 4 to 6, increasing 6 to gale 8, veering westerly or northwesterly later. Fair, rain later, moderate or good, occasionally poor later. North Foreland to Selsey Bell. Southwesterly 3 to 5, increasing 6 to gale 8, veering westerly later. Rain later, moderate or good, occasionally poor later. Selsey Bell to Lyme Regis. West or southwest 3 to 5, increasing 6 to gale 8, veering west or northwest later, rain later, moderate or good, occasionally poor later. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly. Westerly or southwesterly 3 to 5, increasing 6 to gale 8, perhaps occasionally severe gale 9 later, rain later, then showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor later. Land's End to St. David's Head, including the Bristol Channel. West or southwest 4 to 6, increasing 6 to gale 8, veering west or northwest 7 to gale 8, perhaps severe gale 9 later, occasional rain, showers later, moderate or good, occasionally poor. St. David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St. George's Channel. Southwest 4 to 6, increasing 6 to gale 8, veering west or northwest later, occasional rain, showers later, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway. Southwest 4 to 6, veering west or northwest 6 or 7, occasionally gale 8 later, occasional rain, then showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Isle of Man. Southwesterly 5 or 6, occasionally 7 in south, veering westerly or northwesterly 6 or 7, occasionally gale 8 later, occasional rain, then showers later, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Lough Foyle to Carlingford Lough, southwesterly veering westerly 4 to 6, then northwesterly 5 to 7, rain or showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel, southerly veering westerly 4 to 6, veering northwesterly 5 to 7, occasional rain, then showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Mull of Kintyre to Ardnamurchan Point. West or southwest 5 to 7, veering northwest 4 to 6, increasing 6 to gale 8 later, rain or squally showers, good occasionally poor. Ardnamurchan Point to Cape Wrath, southwesterly 6 to gale 8, veering westerly or northwesterly 5 to 7, rain or squally showers, good, occasionally poor. Shetland Isles, southwest 7 to severe gale 9, veering northwest 6 to gale 8 later, squally showers, good, occasionally poor. And that completes the shipping bulletin. Now on Radio 4, it's time for Prayer for the Day, presented by Flo Dorrell.
Good morning. A while ago, I boarded a rickety old train heading for Brighton. As I got on, one of my shoes caught in the door. In struggling to free it, the shoe came off and fell into the railway tracks. Before I could work out how to retrieve it, the doors shut and the train sped off. Feeling totally self-conscious in my one shoe, I sat down planning an early exit strategy to the nearest available shoe shop. After arriving at Brighton Station, it was easier to go barefoot than walk lopsided. Yet the walk into town seemed interminable. While walking on cold, hard and cracked pavements, without any shoes was awkward, I knew I'd soon be buying another pair. And I began to reflect on all the homeless people across the planet who cannot afford such a luxury. For them, walking without proper daily protection and in all weathers is an ongoing social and economic injustice. I thought of what the old saying, to walk a mile in another person's shoes, actually means if they don't possess any shoes of their own. Such a basic part of our humanity can so easily be taken for granted. Yet suddenly, walking down that high street, shoeless, pretending everything was just fine, the permanent plight of others filled my mind, and life's fragility broke into my everyday awareness. I pray that today we will walk the path of compassion and notice the needs of those around us. May we recognise the poverty in front of us, the suffering that hides in plain